Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day today. We are about 7 days, 7 hours, 49 minutes, and 53 seconds away from Funnel Hacking Live going live, which is crazy. It's hectic and chaotic over here, but I wanted to spend a few minutes pausing everything to jump on here this podcast and share some thoughts with you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So, it is chaos here. We are moving a billion miles an hour. We used to always joke about how, like, we get done in a day what most companies get done in a year. So we always call them funnel years. Like, oh yeah, it was a good funnel year today because each day was that way. And now it's more like funnel decades. Like, I think we get more done in a day, especially as we come to crunch time of an event, than most people get done in an entire decade. So we just got done in a funnel decade and it's only like 3 o'clock. So we're going to keep on going, get a couple more funnel decades knocked out. Oh man, it's crazy. But in the middle of this, I'm working on 10 different slide presentations. We're recording voiceovers for videos we're showing at Funnel Hacking Live. I'm recording videos for the coaching program we're rolling out at Funnel Hacking Live. My kid's been sick. My assistant's been sick. People are puking. We're planning flights for this trip. Like, oh my gosh, I wish I could. No one would believe me if I told them. But it's insane. Regardless, we're having a fun time. And just one thing I wanted to share with you is I've been doing my slides, working my notes. It was one thing that was like, it was so simple, but just kind of popped out. I think it's going to help a lot of people. And this is, we come back to the value ladder. We talk about it a lot of times. Like, you have someone, you grab them and you take them through this value ladder where each step in your value ladder, you provide more value to the customer. And in exchange, hopefully they pay more money at each tier in the value ladder. And I've seen a lot of companies and people get confused. Like, you know, as you're moving up a value ladder, like what happens? Like, where do we go? Like, what do I put in the first tier and second tier and third tier? And it was funny. I was actually on 2 Comic Club crews and I was showing behind the scenes of one of Payne June's funnels. And I showed how on the landing page of the funnel, he gives away a free plus shipping book. And the book teaches you what to do, like how to do something on your own. In fact, I have my notes here. Do it by yourself, right? So you read the book and you go do it by yourself. Then after you buy the book, then his upsell is a home study program where he does it with you. He teaches you how to do the thing with him. You watch the course and then you do it on your own. You're kind of doing it with him, right? And then the second upsell was the done for you option, where it was done for you. He's going to give you all the templates and the things that he talked about in the training. And it was really cool just watching just from the front end product, upsell one to upsell two, he shifted from show them, basically do it yourself, to do it with you, to do it for you. And as I saw that, we were talking on the cruise about his funnel. I was showing it off and I heard him say something. He said, look, if you look at all my value ladders, all my funnels, it's always a progression from I'm going to do it for you, or excuse me, I'm going to do it, you do it yourself, right? I give you information, you do it yourself. Some kind of training program, we do it with you, or some kind of higher end program, we do it for you. And it was interesting as I started looking back at my funnels. I see that pattern just like in between the front end upsell, you see that pattern, but also from funnel one to funnel two up the value ladder, you see it as well. So that pattern just kind of follows itself. So again, the front end thing is like, I'm gonna show you how to do this thing, right? So you take it and you can do it on your own, do it yourself. Okay. So it starts to do it yourself. Then you provide more value, you send them the value, like, hey, you do it yourself, or if you want, I can do it with you. We can do this, you know, in collaboration through a membership site or a coaching program or something, right? Done with you. Or it's like, oh, we'll just do it for you. We'll build the whole thing out for you, done for you. Okay, so do it yourself, done with you, done for you. That's the pattern. You move people through front end, upsell, downsell, funnel one, funnel two, funnel three, like that pattern can follow as you're sending people, as you're moving them through your value ladder, either through the pages in the funnel or up the value ladder from funnel one, from funnel two to funnel three, right? Like forever, it was always like, I sold a book that told you how to do it on your own. Then we upsold ClickFunnels, which is how we do it with you, like login software, you can do it. And then we sold high-end coaching programs and things like that where we built it, where we did it for you. And so it's kind of a fascinating pattern that you see over and over and over again. So anyway, that's just a really quick tip I want to share with you guys today, because I know a lot of people struggle. I'm like, where does the value ladder go? What do we do? How does one weave to the other and vice versa? And I hope that kind of gives you guys some hints and some ideas. With that said, I got to get back. I got to eat my lunch really quick, and then I got to go film about an hour worth of videos and then get back on my slides. So it's a crazy day. I just wanted to jump in real quick and share that with you guys. I thought it was really powerful. And I think for some of you guys, it's going to be the piece, the key that breaks this safe open for you. So hope you love it. Hope that marketing secret was a good one. Appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.